It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. Marianne emailed us, "I am wondering why you had nothing to say about the boil water advisory being lifted this morning. Not everyone plays with social media." Well, to Marianne, although I am unable to document every instance, I know for a fact that we did mention the lifting of the boil water advisory at least a couple of times that morning. Joe emailed us, "NPR has reported daily and extensively on Trump's executive order that temporarily stopped the entry of non-U.S. citizens from coming into the U.S. from 7 terrorist-based countries, having multiple interviews with protesters and affected non-citizens. When Obama signed the executive orders that resulted in thousands of U.S. citizens losing their jobs in the mining industry and mining support industries, NPR did report it, but the thousands of U.S. citizens that lost jobs were only a mention and certainly didn't get anywhere near the extensive coverage the entry ban has enjoyed. What's wrong with this picture?" Here's a note from a few weeks back, a listener choosing to remain anonymous. "I really enjoy Ask Me Another and several other shows on WEKU that people have expressed a negative view about. Evidence has shown that word games and playing with language are good ways to keep our minds sharp and perhaps even delay the onset of dementia. I will say that I'm not terribly fond of Q or the BBC NewsHour, but I wouldn't want them to be deleted from your schedule since many people enjoy them." From the listener comment line, Lee from Lexington.
"Thanks and praise to Sherry Lawson, who just correctly pronounced and enunciated both R's in February. It's wonderful. Thanks, Sherry."
We're glad to hear from you. Write to us anytime at weku at eku.edu, post on Facebook or send a tweet, or leave a voice message at 859-622-1657. Then tune in again for listener feedback next Monday on 88.9 WEKU.